going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. The weekend is here. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check, which is 9:06, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And ride my motorcycle. Yeah, Leesburg bound. Be careful in the area. Look twice for motorcycles. Appreciate it. I might be one of them. Put that phone down. There ain't nothing on there you don't need to see right now.
That's right.
And we all appreciate it. But yeah, Leesburg draws a lot of bikers, and it's going to be a good time. For sure. Hey, the NFL draft was last night. Did you see the crowds around Lambeau Field? My gosh. To, like, see a draft. Like, see a draft.
I know.
It's not a game.
No.
Nobody's going to be running 40-yard sprints or trying out or anything. That's a draft.
It just, but they've made it like this whole, they've made it an event.
Let me tell you
really
how big of a non-event it actually is, as far as physically being there.
Okay.
Most of the players being drafted don't show up.
You know, that is a good point. They're like in the living room with their friends and family at home.
Yeah, the way it should be when you get the news.
And they're videoing it just in case they get the call.
And then they can use later when the call never arrives and the person's crying and it's like the sixth round.
Mm-hmm.
But then it turns out, he goes, oh, don't feel sorry for me. I'm Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Right?
Worked out okay.
It did.
Yes, it did.
Can't hold back a real winner.
No.
These judges and their injunctions, we're not going to hold back Trump for long. He's a winner. You know who else is a winner? Stack of fresh Oreos and ice cold milk. I got Greg's attention.
Why are you even saying these things?
Wow, you look like a cat. Thought you just heard Nip.
Oh, man. That's just like a yummy combo right there.
I'm going to tell you for the record, I made one of the largest sacrifices ever in my life yesterday when Betsy said, would you like some Oreos and milk, which has been sort of a regular thing, which I'll get to.
Explains a lot.
And she goes, oh, there's only three left. And Cousin Bobby was there. So, of course, you ask your guest first. No, I'm good. And I said, I'm good, too. And Betsy kind of looked at me. And I go, yeah.
Who are you? What have you done with Bob?
I said, I'm getting fat as a house. Oh, you look great. I'm just telling you. So, and it's because Oreos are part of it.
Sure they are.
That and probably the other 6,000 calories a day I eat, too, could be a part of it. So I told Greg now, and I thought about it yesterday, right, when I turned the cookie down, I go, you know what? I'm going to really cut back on the sugar and carbs.
Right.
Am I going to do that for the rest of my life like I probably should? No.
No.
But I'm going to do it.
But you want to fit into your jeans.
When your fat pants are tight.
That's bad.
That's a message. And here to ruin it all for me, right when I'm feeling disciplined, like I can do this.
Yeah.
Oreo is debuting a new limited edition cookie.
No.
Now, I am usually a purist. What I mean by that is you don't mess with the Oreo.
Well, haven't they done like a lemon one in the past? There might have been like a mint one.
They still have
a green one.
They do. They've done
okay
everything.
Okay.
And I say, you do not mess with perfection. Oreo is one of those lightning strikes, lightning in a bottle kind of moments in the food world.
Double stuffed or regular?
Regular. Okay. Again.
Okay.
Blasphemy, I say.
But I'm feeling the energy in the air says you're going to accept something here.
Possibly.
That you normally wouldn't.
I'm open to it. I do.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah. Now, I'm a pretzel fan. I like pretzels.
Oh, this is not going where I thought it would.
No, hang on. Hmm. Have you ever had chocolate covered pretzels? They're usually the little, the little ones, dipped in chocolate.
And a lot of times, white chocolate. Yeah,
those as well. Although white chocolate's not chocolate at all. Don't get me started.
That's true.
Don't try to push white chocolate on me ever. Okay. Again,
but yes,
blasphemy.
Okay. We'll go back to chocolate on pretzels. Yes, it does taste good.
So the new Oreos. It's limited edition, probably because they want to see how they sell.
Yeah.
The chocolate-covered pretzel-flavored Oreos will launch nationwide May 5th.
Okay, roll through that description again.
The chocolate-covered pretzel-flavored Oreos will launch nationwide May 5th, a week before my birthday. Hint, hint. Yes, I want lots of stuff.
So chocolate-covered pretzel-flavored. Which has, where's the pretzel part? Flavor. Is it in the filling or is it in the cookie, I wonder? Or is it in the covering with the chocolate?
Do you want to know the truth?
I do. You don't know.
The flavor is made by combining all of the food dyes that are going to become illegal soon.
Oh, yummy. Great. Oh, speaking of that, real quick, have you seen the meme where it says Kennedy has proclaimed you can't have these? And it shows the Democrats drinking just bottles of red and colorful, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, had a bunny trail there.
That's good because it tied right in.
I don't know if I'd have to taste it. It depends where the flavor is, really.
Well,
you know,
it will feature chocolate flavor cream sandwiched between pretzel flavored cookies, and it's topped with a little bit of salt. So does that make sense?
Yeah,
so the innards, that's going to be, instead of like a creamy that it is now, it's going to be more of a chocolate flavor cream.
So the chocolate's on the inside, not the outside.
Correct.
Now.
And the sandwich itself,
that's
instead of being that
part.
You know, cocoa-ish, you know, flavored thing.
So it's not even an Oreo at all, really. By brand, it is, yes, but an Oreo is the chocolate outside with something on the inside of a flavor of...
Well, they've done what would you call it? The version of white chocolate. They've done the, like, vanilla cookie outsides.
Yeah,
I think
true.
They still sell those, too.
It's like
I weed through all these extraneous varieties.
Yeah.
And actually, I bought by mistake because they give you too many selections and you get frustrated. I bought the wrong ones before. I hate that. Mm. But anyway... I probably will give them a try.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says, you want the best of both worlds? We got you covered. Yep. All right. So something different. But remember my original thing. The whole idea is to like cut back on the sugar. And now they're introducing something else to tempt me. It's not right. Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines. And Jeff, are you an Oreo fan?
I don't eat them very often. And haven't, but you know, every time I eat one, it's a beautiful thing. So now that we've narrowed down exactly what's going on with this recipe, this show also being a culinary type thing, I can't believe that you are actually entertaining the idea, because that sounds so, just like Greg said, and it took y'all a while to get there about what's really going on.
Yeah.
This sounds... like you said, the combination of all the illegal dyes coming together to make something. Anything that says it's taco-flavored has no taco.
Oh, no.
Anything that's orange-flavored doesn't have orange. So pretzel-flavored sounds like an evil Dr. Jekyll combination of weird stuff. God bless America, though.
All right. God bless you, Jeff.
See, where I thought this whole story was going to end up, because it's kind of how I feel about it, if there's only three Oreos left...
It's not even worth it, is it?
It's not worth it, no.
Which leads to my other point, which is, if you're going to cheat and you're going to eat something, make sure it is worthwhile. The worst thing you can do is somebody offers you some, like, dessert, and you go, you question it, but you're like, well, it'll probably be good. And you're like, the first bite, you're like, really? So I'm going to stay fat for this garbage?
Right. So Oreos, you got to do half a tube or don't bother.
Yeah, just like Girl Scout cookies, you do a whole tube.
Exactly.
All right.
Ooh, thin mints.
Once again, a great minds think alike, Greg. It is 9:15. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Hopefully, you're already smiling a little bit anyway, because it is Friday. And I will give you the code word to win tickets for Rock the Country, and I'll do it next on 97.3 The Sky. White man speaketh with forked tongue. Remember I said that just a little while ago?
Yes, you did.
And then they invented the spork.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about it that way.
And now there's freaky people who actually will get their tongue cut.
I was thinking about that. When you mentioned the tongue thing?
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Couple of piercings, couple of tats, split the tongue.
I hate it when I bite my tongue.
I need some hardware in my face.
No.
I remember I had hardware in my face as a kid. They were called braces.
Yeah. And then when you got your face, you know,
smashed in, they were called titanium plates.
Exactly. But that's, you know, not intentional and for decorative use.
You know what made me think of it?
What's that?
You stuck your tongue out like forked tongue reference right before we went on the air, because that's kind of stuff we do.
Uh-huh.
What? Look at the picture that just popped up.
Oh. You know,
is that weird?
That is
AI
weird.
AI is totally infected us.
So we're talking about forked tongue.
Yeah.
And Gene Simmons pops up
with
on the
his tongue hanging
which he
way out.
Which did.
Yeah.
But you know, I like him. I like him.
I like when he had the fake blood coming out of his mouth. Yeah. What's not to like about that?
He's creative. He's a genius. He's proud of his Israeli roots.
Yeah.
There's some great documentary of him flying and meeting family. But yeah,
He's the Donald Trump of rock and roll. In other words, the consummate businessman, idea man, marketing man.
And he does all the things you think about and you don't do, and people steal your ideas.
You're right. So maybe I could buy his house. He's selling his ultra modern mansion for a cool $14 million, which, by the way, is like nothing to him. Didn't they just sell the rights to the music?
Yeah.
What was that, like $300 million or something?
Yeah, he's not hurting.
Huge. And, just on the little tchotchkes.
Everything. Yeah. Lunch boxes. I mean, I remember when his show was on, that he'd walk through a room that literally, it's like a warehouse of just all the things Kiss-related. And you got to remember how far back you're going. We're talking about... Early 70s, what, 72, 73, something like that?
By 76, they were just popping huge, yeah.
Because I remember being in, like, even 8th grade. And so, that's crazy.
8th grade, the longest 3 years of your life.
Oh, yeah.
So you probably have a lot of memories.
Finally got through.
Kiss bassist Gene Simmons bidding farewell to a stunning Beverly Hills mansion. He's got some very strict criteria, though, for the kind of buyer he'll allow to make a play for the $14 million property. I'd be like, listen, pal, if I can come up with $14 million, and I got to put any criteria on me. But, maybe it is a seller's market. I don't know. But Gene Simmons, who is now 75, and he doesn't look it at all, especially with the makeup. He purchased a four-bedroom dwelling in 2021 for $10.5 million. So him and his wife, Shannon Tweed Simmons, he's been together with for a very long time. However, the couple struggled with the scorching heat in Nevada and ultimately decided to put their Vegas property back on the market in favor of returning to Beverly Hills and setting up permanent residence inside their ultra-modern abode. But Simmons and his wife didn't stop their real estate spending spree.
Mm.
They snapped up a beach house in Malibu, which now they're going to make that their full-time home.
Nice.
Leaving them with little use for their feeble little 7,700-square-foot home in Beverly Hills.
Well, you know, when there's two of you, you got to have a lot of room for your space.
Especially if you're a big mouth like him. Well, I mean, his tongue alone needs like at least a 15 by 12 room.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, yeah. Good for him.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Again, creative, musical, genius, business guy. He's smart.
Speaking of talented musicians, who's ready for Rock the Country? Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and a whole lot more. This is it. Takes 2 days to get all these talented people on stage, so it's a two-day event. Coming to Florida Horse Park in Ocala, May 9th and 10th. It's going to be huge. It's going to be fun. And if you want to win tickets valued at $139 each, two-day tickets, $139 each, got a pair for you. And even more impressive possibly on Monday, but let's stay focused. Text SPRING to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of two-day tickets to Rock the Country, a festival for we the people. That's SPRING. Text SPRING. Text SPRING to 20357. Data and message rates may apply.
I think someday they ought to do a...
Please don't text and drive.
They should do a concert around like St. Patrick's Day, and then it could be... We the Little People concert.
The Wee Laddie People.
Yes.
Laddies and lasses.
You could have fun with that promotion.
And we could have Irish people and we could have Irish pirates and everybody.
Everywhere.
Tie them to the yard arm.
No bands over 3 feet tall. It'd be fun.
50 lashes with a cat of nine tail. Oh, thank you, Governor Whitmer. Yeah. Well, I bet she's wearing leather today. What you want to bet?
She's busy trying to take Michiganians' guns away, I'm sure.
Yeah. That's what she was promoting recently was more gun control, which still hasn't gotten the memo that, you know, doesn't work. In fact, it actually has a opposite effect. I still want to know what that judge in New Mexico, that him and his wife got arrested because they had a member of Trende Aragua living in their home.
Yes, they did.
I just call TDA because for whatever reason I have a mental block on pronunciations, and that's one of them. But, what did the judge do? I mean, look, remember, TDA, they are a terrorist organization. Mm-hmm. State Department, Trump, put that out. So it's like you're harboring a terrorist. Now, the average person kind of understands that, but if you're a judge, you darn sure should understand that. And it doesn't really say exactly what he did. Federal prosecutors allege that Ortega Lopez, that's a TDA guy, was illegally in possession of a firearm.
Oh.
And has ties to the hyperviolent Venezuelan gang. And police arrested him while executing the search warrant. And apparently, one of the things they found is, like, social media pictures of him with a gun or guns.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, he should definitely be going bye-bye.
Should be.
Unless a bunch of Democrat senators and Congress people want to cry, save him, and then get some weirdo judge to put out an injunction.
No.
All right, think good thoughts. It is Friday. Happy weekend. It is 9:29. The Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. We're 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Hang in there. 97.3 The Sky. So, can I try out the Monday promo? Can I? Can I try it out?
Might as well.
What do they call it? Beta test. Let's beta test.
Yes.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:37. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And on Monday, Rock the Country. Win special plus tickets.
Ooh.
Does that make sense?
Special.
Win special plus tickets.
You mean special plus?
meaning there's a certain kind of ticket that they refer to as plus.
Oh.
They actually call them GA plus.
That's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of syllabic nonsense. Yeah. And so, anyway, I will work that out in a way that will sound fantastic. And if I don't, Greg and his super editing powers will actually make it sound listenable. That's what he does.
We'll make it a promo plus.
Greg was hired specifically to make Bob sound good. He said, I'm a radio guy, not a miracle worker.
I haven't walked on water lately, but
I'll
do my
Jim,
best.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor.
That's right.
So what you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Because that was it for me. I was studying the promo.
We're coming up on 9:38. You're done.
Well, I want to run away, frankly, because I'm going to go home. And as soon as Betsy can get off of work, hopefully they're not hearing that. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're sick, honey? You should go home right now. And then we'll head out to Leesburg.
Is the bike all ready to go?
For the bike fest.
It's all cleaned up. Pretty. Looking good. Yeah.
Okay, you want to go there real quick?
Okay, go ahead. You don't have to hurry. You've got plenty of time to fill here.
So people know by now, you know me. I'm Bob. I'm lazy. But I still want my bike to look good.
Right.
So I have the spray products that they make that really do a great job, and they actually leave you with a little kind of a coating, what I mean?
Protect. So if you get bugs or whatever on it,
And it shines it up, makes it look good. Because there's only a little dust on it from being in the garage.
Right.
And so I go to the spray store, and I remember I paid good money for it. It's like spritz, spritz, click. What?
No.
It's not empty. The daggone trigger.
Oh,
yeah.
It broke.
It was like I Alec Baldwin myself.
Ooh.
The trigger malfunction. Wasn't that one of his excuses?
I didn't even pull the trigger.
Yeah. And you still have the stuff, and it's probably, it's like $100 an ounce. That might be an exaggeration.
It feels like it.
But, yeah, so the trigger, the mechanism just went click, and you try to go, you just put this bet, no.
No.
So that's my attempted to clean the bike story.
That's where you do the whole kind of shake it up once in a while, get a terry cloth and put it on the terry cloth. Mm-hmm. Is that what you did?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
And then I found some other stuff that I finished it with.
And it is frustrating when stuff like that happens.
Especially, like I said, when you're lazy like me, it's like I'm actually going to attempt to do something here. Yeah. Everybody step back. Bob's going to do a chore. And then sure enough, just like I predicted, something will go wrong.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, okay, I was never meant for this manual labor. Mm-hmm. It's just the Lord didn't make me that way.
You did a great job at the Ark yesterday, though.
And it felt good.
Yeah, you were enjoying it, I think, because it was going well.
Well, I was given some direction, and we had all the tools, and we had a great group, and everybody was still chitter-chattering and having fun and bantering, but everybody was working.
And we got an Ark hat out of it. And that was a cool hat.
I didn't take it this time because I've been given one before.
I was talking to Mark Johnson of the Mark and Mark Show at the Ark. I said, dude, you ordered the perfect ball caps. Several reasons. Right. One, they were not made in China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They aren't the trucker hat with the full ventilated back.
I've
always hated the look of those. I'm sorry.
It's like too big, squarish.
No. So it's cloth all the way around with the little stitched holes around the top with a little thing on the top. I don't know what they call that little button. And then the bill is pre-curved as opposed to the kids like these flat bill things that you can put your Pepsi on.
Never liked
it. No, stupid look. No, don't like it.
But they think we're old.
But that's the perfect cap right there, because we used to have to take them, wrap them around a soda can, rubber band, and let them form. That's how you'd get the curve in there.
Hmm.
These were already pre-curved. I'm like, dude, this is the perfect cap, and he pulled it off.
But you are clearly a child of the 70s.
Yes.
If you want your curve, and I'm the same way.
Yeah.
It's like, of course you curve that bill.
Yeah.
My son Robbie tried to make me cooler, and it's like, nah, it didn't take.
And then he even mentioned the other thing the kids do. They leave the little holographic tag on it.
I do that.
The way they come. I do that.
It's like, sometimes.
I think of Minnie Pearl, with the price tag on her hat.
But again, dated reference, Greg.
I know.
You got it, man. We got to get you hip and happening.
Well.
Too late? Is it too late?
It's probably too late. Anyway, hats off to Mark.
I love you just the way you are, by the way, Greg.
Billy Joel, copyright. But yeah, thanks for inviting us. We had a great time, and we love what the Ark does. So,
well said, sir.
Yep.
Thursday's broadcast of News Nation's Cuomo, Border Czar Tom Holman stated that Congress needs to make immigration law changes, specifically raising the threshold for asylum claims at the border, allowing for the detention of families for 40 days and allowing for quicker removal of children from other nations. Yeah. Good luck with that, Tom. I like this guy, Tom Holman. He's a tell-it-like-it-is, common-sense guy.
Yeah.
And when he says A to B to C, that's how it goes. That's what he means. I love that straightforward, you know what I mean, that linear thought process. And he talks about it, and then he goes about delivering it. But does he really think that Congress is going to get together and put together something that'll have the semblance of, you know, that'll make any kind of sense?
He can dream.
Well, because they supposedly were, you know, kind of working or should have been working on this for a long time. They might want to, I mean, as sort of a, you know, this is what I would do. It's kind of like the cliff notes of writing legislation. Mm-hmm. Here's what you do. You go back to, let's say, back further, bing, 1986, and you look at what Ronald Reagan signed into law, the Immigration Act, 1986. About 3 million-ish illegals were given a pathway to citizenship with the stern belief and also the ability to enforce the borders from then on out. But again, Congress failed. They didn't fund it to the degree it needed to be funded for. So we were promised back in that day, we'll never have to deal with this immigration issue again. But we'll never have to do it. We have it all in there. We got the carrots, the sticks, you know, the penalizing employers. Yeah. If you hire an illegal, you're going to get a pretty hefty fine. And if you do it again, it's going to be very, very hefty.
Mm-hmm.
Watered all that down, weakened all that over the years. So here we are again. To me, it's Groundhog Day because I remember it. 1986. So, Congress, just go back and look at that, and you could be a hero. You just copy that, and then you white out, dated reference, the dates, right? And you make it sound like it's brand new and fresh. And the only person who'll know better will be me. And for a small fee, I'll be kept quiet. I'm not greedy like Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I certainly am not greedy like Hunter.
No.
Anyway, and so I find it very frustrating as to where we're at in terms of the whole immigration thing. And the Democrats and the Republicans are both part of the problem and have been part of the problem. But now the Democrats seem to be a larger part of the problem because they really don't want to even send back gang members. I mean, that is just, to me, that's bizarre.
That is so messed up.
Why would you want the ugliest, nastiest people who have no conscience, who kill and murder and rape for sport in your country? Why? Have you no decency? No. No, they don't. All right. You got that going on. Well, and related to that. Also on that show, there was talk about they had Representative Adam Smith, a Democrat from Washington, on. And basically it boils down to a number of us believe that there are a lot of people in this country undocumented who should be allowed to stay. Well, yeah. I think we could work something out there, but they didn't go down to El Salvador, four Democrats or five. They didn't go down there to try to save somebody who, you know, has lived a, you know, a very clean lifestyle. He's implicated in human trafficking. He's been, pegged as a gang member by two judges and law enforcement.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the police filings about, you know, abusing his, you know, spouse or whatever.
Oh, Bobby's just a Maryland man.
A Maryland Manson man. Yeah. But I got to tell you, the pictures of him.
Oh, yeah.
What a sweet, sweet boy. How in the world could you possibly not be rooting
looks
for
like
him?
He just left the family barbecue with his little plaid shirt and his ball cap on.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know.
Just a cherub of a little angel face.
Speaking of face.
Things that make you smile?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You want to do that next?
Might as well.
Call in now. Things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts. Non-political.
What was that?
Non-political. 877-975-9825. Call in now with Things That Make You Smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. 877-975-9825. It's a beautiful day, and sometimes you just got to have the attitude of gratitude, and that's what Things That Make You Smile is all about. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Good morning, Kaz. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob and team. I'm smiling now because yesterday I actually had a bump. My radio fell on the ground. Fell hard. It wasn't working last night. I said, how am I going to listen to my Bob Rose show? I prayed and I prayed. This morning, I plugged it in for shits and giggles. Oh, excuse me. And you were there, and it's working, and I'm all excited. And so now I can pray for you on that motorcycle because I'm going to be praying for you. Love you guys. Have a great weekend. God bless, and God bless America.
God bless you, Kaz. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Let's go to Pete. What's making you smile?
Bob, earlier this morning, you used the phrase, straighten up and fly right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you use the phrase, shortly after that, you use the phrase front and center. And it made me smile because my dad was in the Army. And when I would aggravate him and he wanted to talk to me, he would bellow down the hall, Peter, front and center.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good memories. Well, my mom's father was a Navy guy.
So there you go. That
very well could be where it came from. Good morning, T-Bone. What's making you smile?
Well, after two long weeks of being away from home, delivering in Kentucky and Ohio, just had those times where I just don't want to listen to radio. Just want peace and quiet. It's been kind of weird funk. I put on your show this morning, even though I'm far away from home, it connects me, close to home, and it's just putting a big old smile on my face, and you make me laugh, and just I love your show. It's better than a lot of ones I listen to on the road.
Well, thank you.
That's nice. High praise, T-Bone. Really appreciate that. And glad we can make you smile. Yeah, that's what we try to do. By the way, last chance to get in. Call now, 877-975-9825. Greg, what's making you smile?
I got to go check out Uncle Morty's Rhythm Cream Band tonight, playing at Celebration Point. If you like Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire, some of that kind of stuff.
Or Shaving Cream.
They are an amazing band.
I heard good things.
Them. Oh, they're great. Got a brass section, the whole bit. They're awesome.
I tell you, one of these days, I want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob and Greg. Yeah, my grandfather used to use the straighten up and fly right phrase, too, all the time. But what's making me smile was your coverage of Gene Simmons and Kiss. My older brothers introduced me to them back in the 1970s in Rhode Island. And we used to even do the whole makeup and try to make Gene Simmons like Kiss Destroyer footwear with cardboard and foil. So, yeah, he's a very successful guy, and they're a very successful band despite the occasional controversy.
Yeah, no, and they were entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, thanks for everybody participating. Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. But we're not done yet. Don't go anywhere. Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Rare is it in Hollywood that somebody would speak up against the leftist point of view. But star of The Office TV show Rainn Wilson is bucking the liberal narrative in a little clash that he had with Stephanie Ruhle from MSNBC. And she talked about, covering the White House and what they're doing. And he says, this is where I would push back. When I see this kind of insight and passion being directed at the current administration and the lack of this insight and passion being directed at the previous administration, that's where he's coming from. In other words, All the things that you think are bad and issues now didn't seem to bother you at all when there was a different administration. So he called her out. And that's your smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Have an awesome weekend. See ya.